Want to get a Democratic strategist mad? Just mention Republican Hispanic outreach to them.
They're not out there working for the issues that matter to Hispanic families and the policies that matter to Hispanic families. It's a symbolic outreach, and that's all it is. And it's an insult to the people who work hard in the Hispanic community every day.
For strategist Ed Martin, Hispanic outreach is an integrated part of the Democratic Party. With Hispanic Democrats in elected offices across the state, it's not so much outreach as it's the day-in, day-out life of the party. He says that's not so when Republicans do it.
They trot out a couple of people. They have a big press conference. But I think that most of what they're appealing to are Anglo, independent, swing voters, saying, look, we're not racist.
Lydia Camarillo is with the Southwest Voter Registration Education Project. The San Antonio-based group works to increase Hispanic voter participation. She says it's also a fallacy when the GOP's outreach includes efforts to connect Republican social conservative values, like the party's anti-abortion stance, with conservative Hispanics.
When they refer to the conservative values, they're talking about choice and whether or not the Latino community supports that or not. I think the Latino community is very conservative, but when it comes to voting, that's not how they think. They think about education, jobs, services provided to their community, and the question of immigration.
All those topics were highlighted at this summer's state Democratic convention, but only to say this is what Democrats stand for, not a more blatant, and that's why Hispanics should vote for Democrats. But the flip side of Democratic-Hispanic integration could be complacency. Hispanics do traditionally vote with Democrats, and that relationship has been going on for so long that some in the party could begin to take it for granted. That's what Duff Sundheim says is going on in California. He heads up California Republicans Aligned for Tomorrow and has backed Republican Meg Whitman for governor there. He says Whitman has hired extra staff, spent extra money, and made extra time to reach out to the state's large Hispanic community.
On the other hand, you have Jerry Brown, who all he does is he pulls together a bunch of elected officials, sits down with them for a couple hours for a photo op, and he considers that to be his Latino outreach. He doesn't even have anybody on his campaign who's designated to work with the Latino community.
Ed Martin says Texas Democrats don't need to hire new people to show outreach. But if there's money to spend, and there hasn't been much extra for Democrats in recent elections, Martin says it should go to voter turnout efforts, like recruiting repeat Hispanic voters to talk to family and friends about going to the polls for the first time, and, of course, voting Democratic. Then maybe Democrats will be able to wake that Hispanic sleeping giant, which mathematically should help Democrats win the governor's race and dozens of other statewide offices. Martin says, not so fast.
I think mathematical shortcuts are fool's gold.
When Democrat Tony Sanchez ran for governor in 2002, part of his winning strategy included turning out record numbers of Hispanics in the Rio Grande Valley. He lost to Governor Rick Perry by 18% of the vote.
You can't just isolate and say, if we registered every Hispanic voter and turned them out in Harris County, we could win statewide. I'm sure that's true. But that's not how the world really works.
But at the same time, the votes are there, sleeping, which is why Democrats and Republicans will continue to fight for position to be the first to say, good morning. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.